Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the ever-busier Annapolis Bureau. Chris, tell me what's going on with minimum wage. I think a lot of people are really interested in that bill, and there's been some legislative movement.
There has, right. So just to bring us up to speed, it has passed the House. It was tweaked from the governor's original proposal. Now a Senate committee is considering it. The Senate Finance Committee has it, and it's sort of stalled right there because Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mac Middleton has his own piece of legislation that has to do with wages that he wants to pass. And he said, basically, I'm going to hold on to the minimum wage until we work out a deal on my bill. Now, his bill will essentially set a floor that's above the minimum wage for workers who work with people with developmental disabilities. And these are state subsidized workers. So basically, the money that they get paid will come out of the budget. And he's saying, you know, we need to make sure that these are not minimum wage jobs. And so he's basically forcing the governor to work with him if the governor wants to get his minimum wage bill passed this session.
Chris, remind us of what the dollar figures are.
Yes. So the minimum wage right now is $7.25. The governor's bill says that we will get up to $10.10 in increments of about a dollar and some odd by 2017. There's a little bit of question about exactly how that timeline will work out, but that's where we're going, is $10.10.
Let me ask you this. Is there concern down there about how many of these carve-outs we can have and whether various other occupations will want one too?
I haven't heard a lot of proposals on the table to attach too many things to this. I mean, this really seems to be the main carve-out that has a likelihood of passing. And the governor is working with Middleton to get some kind of agreement.
We see once again the power of committee chairman and how this whole General Assembly and many others operate on a committee system. And if you don't make the committee chairman happy, you don't get a bill.
That's exactly true. And there is some movement this week. They're not exactly at the agreement stage yet, but Senator Middleton told me that they have tentatively talked about doing it at 135% of the minimum wage. So 35% above the minimum wage rate. And that's an interesting number because right now the average wage of those workers is about 35% above the minimum wage. So the relative increase over the minimum wage that these workers get won't really change if this is the number that they agree on. There's also some talk of even delaying that extra wage floor until it's fully in effect in 2017.
Well, it sounds like they're going to come to an agreement on all this, and we will see the minimum wage go up probably to the level the governor wants.
I think that that's likely. You know, the governor has really focused on getting to 10-10. He has said this is his key legislation this year. This is what he wants more than anything in his last year as governor, and I think he's going to pull out all the stops to get there. The bill's been changed from what he originally proposed. It's been watered down a little bit, but that 10-10 number has stayed the same. And he's, I think, fighting very hard to keep it the same in the Senate.
Okay, Chris. Thanks a lot.
Sure thing. Thank you.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith. And you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.